Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In today's fast-paced and demanding world, stress has become a constant companion for many. The pressures of work, relationships, finances, and health can easily overwhelm us, leaving us anxious and restless. However, the Bible offers a powerful antidote to this cycle of stress and worry. It reminds us that we are not meant to carry the weight of life's challenges alone. Instead, we are called to bring every concern to God through prayer and thanksgiving, trusting that His peace will guard our hearts and minds. When we embrace this mindset, we can experience true calmness and clarity even in the face of uncertainty. In today's message titled, Zero Stress Must Be Our Goal, Evangelist Paul Acqua challenges us to let go of control, lean into God's promises, and experience the peace that only He can provide. Let's join in.
Stress has become such a normal thing in today's culture that to hear somebody say, zero stress must be our goal, is against tradition. But we are commanded to live without stress. We are to live without worry or anxiety, fear or depression. That's what the Bible says. Let me read you a scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What an incredible scripture. So it says that peace will be beyond your natural understanding. So if it is beyond your natural understanding, then it's going to be a supernatural peace. Therefore, if you are going to have peace that surpasses natural understanding, it's a supernatural peace and it's a stress-free life. It's a life with zero stress, I tell you. That means you are going to have the peace of God. The supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that leads to zero stress life. So it's possible, my friend. You may think, how? That's weird. It cannot be possible. But that's what the Bible says. So in this text of scripture, we see that if we will follow what we are told to do in Philippians chapter 6, we are assured to have the supernatural peace of God listed in verse 7. Which leads to a life without stress, a life without worry, a life without anxiety or depression. So having the peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds, which means that you will not live a worried life, you will not live a stressful life. There are three conditions here that we read in Philippians 4:6. And if you will do all those three things, we are assured that we have a peace that surpasses all understanding, that enables us to live without being stressed or anxious. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. And he doesn't finish there. He doesn't. He says, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill your heart, will guard your mind. I tell you, that's wonderful. So the first thing he says is we are to be anxious for nothing. Don't be stressed about anything. That's what the Bible is saying. Don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious about anything. So you may say, do you think if I am having a marriage problem, I cannot have a little worry about that? Somebody may say that. What if my children seem to be going off track? I shouldn't be worried about them? You may ask that as well. What about if I am facing a big financial problem? Shouldn't I be worried? No, the Bible says be anxious for nothing, be stressed for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, let your request be made unto God. And there is a result. That result is that you will be filled with supernatural peace. A peace that surpasses understanding will guard your heart through Christ Jesus. So you need to cast all your cares, all your worries, all your anxieties upon the Lord. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, that therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's saying, cast all your worries upon him, and he will care for you. He will take care of them. The Amplified Version of the Bible, it says it this way, therefore humble yourself, demote, lower yourself in your own estimation, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you. He cares affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Incredible. But many refuse to get rid of their worries and their cares because they think, well, if I don't care for them and I don't make sure that they are taken care of, who will care for them? That's what you may ask. Well, if you humble yourself and cast them over unto the Lord, you are going to find out the Lord cares for you, I'm telling you. He's a caring God. The Lord loves you more than you love yourself or you love someone else. The Lord loves you more and he knows how to take care of you. Be assured of that. He is a faithful God. If you love someone, you are going to protect them. You are going to provide for them. Well, how much more is the Lord going to do that for you? Ask yourself. He's a wonderful God. Even when we were sinners, he gave his son for us. What else can he not do for you and me? We need to cast our cares, our worries, our anxiety, the things we are stressful about, we need to cast them onto the Lord because he cares for us. Actually, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But a lot of times we think, well, Lord, are you telling me to stop trying to think about my problems? You may ask that. Are you trying to say stop thinking about the problem you have? He's not saying that because it's impossible to stop thinking about something. God is not telling you not to think. Right now, something may just be dominating your mind as I speak to you right now. And the only way you can get free from that dominant thought is to totally replace it with another thought, I'm telling you. The verse says, be anxious for nothing, worry about nothing, but it didn't stop there. So what do you do with those worries? He's saying that, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God. So you need to get your mind on the Lord and you need to cast your cares, your worries, your anxieties, your burdens on him and start thinking about the Lord. Therefore, what do you need to do with your worries? What do you need to do with these things that is causing you stress? What do you need to do with your concerns? You need to turn your burdens into prayers. Your worries into prayers. He said, but in everything, you need to pray with thanksgiving, supplication. Let your requests be made unto God. God is ready to hear your worries. So my friend, turn your concerns, your worries into prayer. He says, casting all of your cares upon him. Actually, the word casting in the Greek is a violent word, I'm telling you. It means to slam on. It means slam your cares on the Lord. And that is not something like you are rude. No. The reason is you just slam them or throw them onto the Lord and you don't take them back. You need to be forceful with worries. You need to take worries seriously. Why? Because they are sticky creatures. They are like some sticky tissue that is on your shoe, that if you don't take care, you cannot get rid of it. You pray about something and it's still agitating your mind. You need to throw them unto God and never return to take them back. When you throw something on God, they don't come back to you at all. Your problems are not thrown back to you because deliverance is assured. The Bible says, cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. There is assurance of deliverance. Do not carry your own burdens. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and cast all your burdens, all your worries, all the things that are concerning you. Bible says, cast them upon the Lord. There is a need all around us. We know that. And there are problems that we go through. But worry and stress are not the answer, I'm telling you. Worry and stress and anxiety are a great curse to our society today. The Bible says that a merry heart does good as medicine. A joyful heart does good as medicine. That's what the Bible says. But he said, but a broken spirit dries your bone. You see, a glad heart promotes health, but the bones of a sorrowful man dry up. So please, this is important. I heard about a research. This is a true research that was made. It was a real one, a study of 5,000 members of Century Club of members who lived to be 100 years or more. They still had sound mind and they shared what was the common denominator that allowed them to live for so long. And it was an interesting finding, I'm telling you. They found out it wasn't their diet. They lived longer, 100 years or above. Why were they able to live that long? They found out that it wasn't about their diet, though that's important. It wasn't their exercise, how much they exercise a day or a week. It wasn't whether they drank or smoked. No, not at all. So what was it? It was how they managed stress in their lives. That's the common thing they all said. The common denominator was how they managed stress in their lives. I tell you, stress will kill you. Stress is a curse to our society today. Worry never helps anyone. Stress never helps anyone or anything. So if I ask you, how many of you have ever worried? And I will have both hands up. I had before. But how many of you did worry ever help you? How many? You have worried, stressed out about a lot of things. How did it help you? Never, not even one time does it help. Worrying will not help you. Being stressed about stuff will not help you. So why are we doing it? Because it's contrary to tradition not to worry. It's contrary to tradition not to live a stressful life because it has become a norm. It's contrary to tradition not to live in fear, not to live in worry, not to live in anxiety. But it's a curse to society today. You need to understand that worry is not the way to show people that you care for them. You see, you can care about them by praying for them and just loving them and speaking the truth in love to them. It doesn't mean that you care for yourself, sitting down and getting stressed out and worrying about stuff. You see, there are so many Bible passages and warnings about worry and anxiety. Several passages. I'm telling you, go to the Word of God and you will find worry and anxiety scriptures that are warning us. Instead of worry, my friend, pray with thanksgiving, supplication. let your requests be made unto God. In Psalm 37 verse 1, Bible says that don't worry because of evildoers. Psalm 55, Bible says that cast all your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. So, you know, that burden includes worry and anxiety, you know, and things you are concerned about. I'm telling you, you need to know the antidote for worrying. Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 that therefore do not, this is Jesus speaking, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You see, Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7 verse 32 that I want you to be without worry. So the Bible is talking to us. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Cast all your burdens unto God. Throw all your worries unto God, and he will care for you. He's a caring God. He's ready to listen to you. He's a prayer-answering God. You were never created to carry your own problems. You need to shift them, throw them, cast them, slump them unto the Lord. If you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I tell you, you have a living God who answers prayers, who is ready to deliver you from all these worries. He says that you can live a stress-free life. And if you haven't received Christ, you are living in fear. You are worried about the future. You need to receive him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.